You believe that all politics are local? Well, so are deficits.
Cities are really the first to feel the recession and the last to come out of the recession. And we're feeling it like every other city across the country.
That's Ed Pulaski, mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania. We spoke to him last month about the tough time that some cities are having around the country. The economic downturn has hit every single level of government, but last in line are cities. Many feeling the pressure. They're having to lay off police officers, school teachers. And last year, 125 cities in this country saw no net job growth. The economy regained only 30% of the jobs lost during the recession so far. So this week, about 250 mayors from across the nation are meeting for a conference in Washington. They meet every year, but this one may be a little bit of a tougher conversation. Mayor Steve Benjamin joins us now, attending the United States Conference of Mayors. The Democratic mayor of Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you? Good morning. And I am a Democrat. We have nonpartisan elections in Columbia, so it's a pretty good situation. Republicans and independents alike all get to vote for me.
Okay, so let's talk about the trouble that cities are having. And I wonder if you feel that each city has a largely different problem. I mean, cities are very different in terms of the kind of jobs that they've lost, the kind of manufacturing industries or non-manufacturing industries that support them. Or is everyone a different problem, or is everyone pretty much in the same boat?
This is my second year as a member of the conference and having a chance to dialogue with my colleagues from around the country. I think you will find that while some of the challenges unique to a municipal corporation, that you get around the country and our challenges are very different. You know, in Columbia, for example, we have, we're benefiting from being in the Sun Belt. We have a good, strong local presence of government jobs, the state government, the University of South Carolina. We have Fort Jackson, the largest Army military training base in the country. But, of course, in lean times, like we've seen the last several years, that usually helps stabilize an economy. Our history has shown that when we have boom times, we don't benefit from the growth that the private sector has seen. So our focus and what we try to come to these types of conferences to get is trying to find out how public-private partnerships might help us grow, how we can get much more effective in the buffalo hunting and the search and recruitment of large or tech-based businesses to our city. How we can have a localized approach to jump-starting our local real estate market and focusing like a laser beam on ending the foreclosure crisis. This type of conference is very good in that the content of the sessions are good, but I will tell you the chance to dialogue and interact with your peers who usually either are facing the same problems or they've already faced them, and being able to learn from their experiences is invaluable.
And I wonder if it's also a chance to sort of commiserate. Antonio Villaraigosa is the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He's the mayor of Los Angeles. He said recently he'd give this Congress, the 112th Congress, an F for its handling of the economy. Do you agree with that?
I tell you, that's a challenge. You know, I spent this past weekend studying the principles of Western democracy and trying to figure out exactly, you know, what's transpired in our government for the last 26 years, I guess, since the Declaration of 36 years, since the Declaration of Independence. We've got to get our Congress focused like a laser beam on job creation and how we can make the lives of Americans so much better. It seems like we get so focused on all these random issues, you know, on these issues that are academic at best. You know, when folks here in D.C. were fussing over the job ceiling, the debt ceiling last week, people back in Columbia were concerned about keeping the ceiling over their heads. This discussion that took up all the time here in D.C. and sucked all the air out of the room had very little effect in their real lives.
But let me just ask you, we're mm-hmm. speaking with the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, Mayor Steve Benjamin. Let me just ask you, you said that you got to get Congress focused on creating jobs, but when you spoke before that about how to solve the problems in your city, we're talking about all about local solutions.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, the reality is that the mayor's job in America is we're hands-on. We're a $1 billion corporation in Columbia. Our city budget is $230 million. We're required to balance our budget every single year. So my job is to make sure that every day, and when I see my constituents every day, they touch me, they call me, they text me, they tweet me. They want to know what we're doing to help put people back to work, how we're trying to reach hard-to-serve populations like veterans and minorities, how we're embracing a regional approach to economic development. We've had some successes in our city. Unemployment's down over the last year at 1.4%. We've had some significant announcements all across the region, over $1 billion in capital investment, from the automotive industry to the healthcare industry. We put about almost 9,000 people back to work. Our approach to this is that, you know, you have to articulate a vision about where you want to be. We want to be the most talented, educated, entrepreneurial city in the Southeast, if not America. And once you articulate your vision, the next job is to put a strategic plan in place to make that vision a reality. And everything that we do in terms of our budgeting priorities and where we invest our time and resources has to work to make that plan real, and then, of course, make the vision real.
Okay.
And that's what we've been doing. And I think the level of accountability that exists on the local level of government and the expectations from your people are much more real and tangible than you might find in D.C.
All right. So obviously the big event coming up in your state are the primaries being held on Saturday. I know you're a Democrat, sir, but looking at it, the GOP candidates who've been touring around your state, although they're not attending this conference, any of them giving you the message that you say that you're the laser focus that you say you don't see in Congress?
No, we're not seeing that. No, we're not seeing that. And I think that's regrettable. We have the primaries are great for South Carolina. It's a chance for South Carolinians to have a chance to select the next president. But we need all the candidates to focus on job creation and how we can make people's lives better in the United States.
Are you going to give us any predictions about who might come out ahead?
I tell you what, I'm not in the prognosticating game. I'm gonna let the voters figure that out.
All right, but what about turnout? You think the voters in South Carolina?
I think turnout's gonna be decent. Looks like Mr. Gingrich, I will tell you, has closed the gap significantly on Mr. Romney, and now it looks like Mr. Santorum's closed the gap in Iowa. So who knows? It's an interesting time right now.
It is indeed. Mayor Steve Benjamin, mayor of Columbia, South Carolina. He's at the 80th winter meeting of the United States Conference of Mayors. Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.